This is KUT. It's been more than a year since national researchers who were looking into maternal mortality rates in the U.S. released a bombshell report that found the rate in Texas had doubled in a two-year period. Usually, that's the kind of statistical jump you see following wars or natural disasters. As a result of that study, those researchers specifically looked into Texas. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on that study, which came out today.
This new study sorted Texas's maternal mortality data into two periods. They looked at women who died while pregnant or shortly after giving birth between the years 2006 to 2010 and between 2011 to 2015. What they found was an 87% spike in rates between those two periods. But Marion McDorman, one of the researchers who works at Maryland Population Research Center, says when they looked closer, they found some of that spike could be because of overreporting.
I think really this represents, you know, two public health emergencies. One is a sharp increase in the maternal mortality rate in recent years, and two, a lack of reliable data to better characterize and further understand the increase.
According to the study, McDorman and others found implausibly high rates of death among women over 40 years old and increasing rates of death from nonspecific causes. McDorman says if you're trying to save lives, this kind of information is just not useful.
You don't know if the women are dying because of, you know, hemorrhage after the birth or, you know, opioid addiction or high blood pressure or, you know, you don't know what's going on. So you can't design a program to prevent those deaths.
And researchers also warn that even though some deaths were overreported, that doesn't mean that Texas doesn't have a serious problem. Eugene DeClercq from Boston University School of Public Health also authored the study.
So there's two ways you can look at this. You could rationalize it and say, well, we really don't have a problem. It's a data issue. But the fact of the matter is, even the most conservative looks at the data from Texas suggests that it's an outlier within the country. And the other fact is simply that not having a functional public health system that can report this accurately is a problem in and of itself that needs to be addressed.
Both DeClercq and McMorman say the state needs to create a fully staffed review committee and hire someone dedicated to combing through and double-checking death certificate data before it gets to that committee. Dr. Lisa Ollier, who is the chair of the Texas Maternal Mortality and Morbidity Task Force, says she's not surprised by the study and she thinks a review committee in Texas is a great idea.
Those reviews can provide a mechanism to review and assess for overreporting and underreporting by determining which deaths are truly maternal deaths.
Last year, state lawmakers passed a new law to improve the evaluation of deaths in the state, as well as improve how death certificates are filled out. Lawmakers also set aside money to make sure the maternal death box is checked correctly on death certificates. Ollier says both should help make sure Texas has more reliable data in the future. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.